Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts, and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you so much for tuning in. I'm very excited to have my next guest back with me, David Horowitz. David is, he is a hero in our battle. He started out on the other side. He is one of the leading intellectuals in our fight for freedom here in our country. And he watched the lies of the other side, and he has become just a tremendous voice. You want to talk about somebody who was probably one of the very original whistleblowers, you know, on really identifying what the other side was really up to. David Horowitz is the guy. David Horowitz, welcome. Good to have you, sir.
Thank you, Pastor. Pleasure to be on your show.
Well, it's great to have you with me, and man, your new book is powerful book, talking about these lies. And I was mentioning to you in the warm up, a story just came across my desk today. 18 ex NBA players have been charged in a $3.9 million benefits scheme. It's just interesting when we look at, you know, the take the knee, the BLM, all of that stuff. And, you know, all these guys are making billions of dollars per year. I mean, between the NBA and the NFL, I believe the number is something in the neighborhood of $6 billion that they make annually. They could wipe out poverty in the black neighborhoods. Tomorrow. But as you point out in your book, that's really not what this is all about, is it?
No, but it's also, my book, I Can't Believe How Racial Hoax is Killing America, is really about a national hysteria, which led to the formation of a national lynch mob. Black Lives Matter is a lynch mob. A roving lynch mob, where you get the verdict first, then you maybe look at the autopsy reports, then maybe you do a little search around the evidence. then you have a trial, and then you hang them according to plan. You know, everything else was really unnecessary. But I don't think, I think, you know, we must never forget that 80% of the black community not only doesn't want to defund police, they want more police.
Right.
And that we live in a culture which is shaped by a small contingent of our society, celebrity culture. And yeah, I mean, the sports athletes led by LeBron have been way out in front. I mean, it seems to be LeBron James these days. Where, I mean, you're selling this line that if you're black, they're going to hunt you if you walk out on the streets. You can be murdered by racist police, which is so ludicrous and so obvious. I think that people are already getting past it. Bill Russell made, and unfortunately Bill Russell is much more intelligent than LeBron James, but made similar statements. But I think that people are rethinking this. I think that when Patrice Kallour spent $4 million on rooms for herself and her family, it opened a lot of people's eyes. So we have to be patient and stay in the battle and not write off black people or the black community.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
A lot of really good people in it. I'm struck, as somebody who's been around a long, long time, by how many people are coming out of the woodwork. For example, fighting the battle in the schools against this racist idea.
The CRT.
White supremacy. Yeah.
Yeah, the CRT.
You see an awful lot of people who are very brave to do this. It's much harder if you're black.
Well, I think you make it. I think, if you pardon my interruption, but I think that you make a really significant point, and that is that when we're talking about having issues with BLM, we're talking about issues with the organization BLM, with their
I mean, the reality is the hoax of this. That this hunting season on black people was exposed from day one.
Yep.
There were, you know, there was a universal response to the death of George Floyd, which was negative on the officer with the knee on his neck. There were, you didn't see a lot of defenders. I mean, I can't remember any, actually, who came out and defended him. What my book shows, I mean, which should be obvious to everyone, is there was no racial element whatsoever in the death of George Floyd. Two of the four cops who are, they're going to be tried for abetting the alleged murder of George Floyd. One of them is black, the other is Asian. So how do you factor race into that? And as I quote in my book, you probably wouldn't see it anywhere else. You would expect it to be a headline in all the papers. Right after the trial, the mock trial of George Chauvin, when you have the President of the United States praying, saying publicly that he was praying for a guilty verdict, you have a frame up. There's no way you can have a fair trial after that. But within a week of the verdict, Keith Ellison, who's the attorney general from Minnesota, an extreme leftist who was a spokesman for Louis Farrakhan, was interviewed by 60 Minutes. And they asked him, they said, was there a racial element in the killing or in the death of George Floyd? The prosecution didn't even establish that Chauvin attempted to kill Floyd. There's no evidence whatsoever that he attempted to kill him. But Keith Ellison's answer to was there a racial element was, we couldn't find one. So that's why we didn't make it part of the charge. It was not a, it wasn't a hate crime, because right. they couldn't find any evidence
right.
that race entered as a factor into it.
Yeah.
Billions of dollars in damage were done. Scores of people were murdered. Cities were set aflame.
David Dorn. Yeah, David Dorn lost his life.
All over a hoax. It's all a hoax. And my book, since I went into, I went into 26 of the people that they claim, I mean, you won't believe some of them, how far they stretched the truth. Or controverted, but with obvious and true. Just unbelievable. I mean, my jaw dropped as I was writing this book many times.
Did you watch? Yeah. Did you watch the Trayvon hoax, unmasking the witness fraud that divided America?
Yeah, I'm a deviant on that, Pastor. I think that George Zimmerman should have been given a stiff sentence for manslaughter. He wasn't a cop. He wasn't supposed to get out of his truck. He wasn't supposed to stalk this 18-year-old. If he was suspicious of him, he was supposed to just report it and let the police do their work. Instead, he stalked Trayvon. I don't think that the witnesses aren't completely unimportant. He wasn't supposed to stalk Trayvon. And when Trayvon turned around and engaged him. They got into a fight. Zimmerman was losing, and he shot him through the heart. Could have shot him in a lot of different ways that where the kid would be alive. So I'm a deviant on that, and I think that Joel Gilbert has done a real disservice making that film. That's just my view.
Well, it sure is. There sure is a lot of evidence that is presented, and I've looked at all of it. I mean, all the different, you know, all the different sides of it. It's a tragedy. There's no question that it's a tragedy.
Yeah,
and the tragedy is that Trayvon got taken out of it.
I thought that we should be going over this 9-year-old case. What I wrote in my book about the Trayvon Martin case is that already the country had been whipped into this hysteria where, if you recall, the left was, you know, trying to publish Zimmerman's address. The New Black Panthers were offering $10,000 as a reward if you arrested him. And the right was already of the mind that this was going to be a big, framing of Zimmerman, and they were defending them also without looking, in my view, at all the facts.
Well, so, it started, though, if you'll remember, the professor, right, who was trying to get into his house, I mean, at the very beginning of Obama's administration.
Yeah.
Right, right.
Yeah, but this is Obama's. Look, Obama is a racist.
Absolutely.
And Obama
That's a good point.
Committed great crimes against this country, particularly on the race issue.
Yep.
And it was Obama who defended Gates and attacked the police.
Yes.
So, the whole context was already...
Absolutely. It was all, the fuse had already been lit. Well, and there were 1,500 very aggressive civil rights activists that were hired. J. Christian Adam wrote about that in his book 1 year into the Obama administration. So there was an administration, as you said, and I love that.
Obama,
I love how you posed that.
Yep. President who used the government to weaponize race against white people.
Well, to divide a nation. To divide a nation, folks. That was the whole purpose. You've got to divide the country and create this chaos and this animus. And as you said,
the Middle East was just as bad.
Yep.
He was a terrible, terrible human being and President Obama. And he's still going strong.
Yeah. Well, and as you said, this is not a white black thing at all. the majority of, as you said, Black Americans and white Americans love one another. They work together. We all care about each other. We care about this country. And I think that's what's rising up right now, in those parent-teacher meetings.
The whole country was horrified by the images of George Floyd.
Yeah.
It's not like there's a lot of people coming in. I've
lost you, David. You're sounding really distant.
I said there was, when those first images of George Floyd came out, there was virtual unanimity among Americans that this should not happen.
Sure. None of us would want to be put in the position that George Floyd was put in. No question about it.
None of us would be ingesting 4 times the lethal dose of fentanyl and resisting arrest. We're emerging, I believe, now from a very, very bad period. I can't wait for the 2022 election.
Well, we're, and if we're not working really, really hard in our primaries, if we're not working really, really hard in our local elections and getting up and getting active right now, they are the onslaught that's happening right now against America. They're doing everything they can. They know that 2022 is going to be potentially a nightmare for them. And they're doing everything they can to try to fix that election and make sure that they don't lose power. It's an atrocity. It's an atrocity what this administration is doing.
I think they've, I think it's a proverb: pride goeth before a fall. The Democrats are so confident that they have the president in their back pocket. They're so confident they can get away with murder that they actually try it over and over, and they just created a very bad situation for themselves, which is going to be very hard for them to get out of. Nobody believes the Democrats anymore.
Nobody believes the fake news media anymore. They're losing Not audience too. In droves. People are looking around trying to find places to find truth. Folks, pick up the book, I Can't Breathe, How a Racial Hoax is Killing America. I Can't Breathe. David Horowitz is our guest. We'll be back with more with David coming up on the other side of this break. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Get more at the website. By the way, that Bill Federer article on Columbus Day is up at the website. Go to ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Go to the blog section. It's on the front page, and you'll be able to read that article.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's Energy Factors instead? Our energy factors are safe, healthy, and a natural way to keep your body energized and without that caffeine crash that you get from those laden drinks. Visit us today at michaelshealth.com.
This is Pastor Greg, and I use energy factors. They're great. Order yours today at michaelshealth.com. That's michaelshealth.com, and use Pastor Greg for your special discount. That's Pastor Greg, and get your special discount today. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks for being here. I do know you have a choice. David Horowitz is my guest. And again, just want to remind you, the name of the new book, I Can't Breathe, How a Racial Hoax is Killing America. I Can't Breathe, How a Racial Hoax is Killing America. David, we just got a couple of minutes left here with you, but I know that one of the things that has frustrated you in many of our conversations has been just the lack of conviction by those on the right, by conservatives, to fight this fight. What would you say right now to try to put light a fire under folks relative to this issue?
Stop calling these people progressives. They call themselves progressives because it hides their crime and the evil that they intend and do. What is progressive about trying to do a rerun of Hitler Germany or Stalin's Russia? Because that's what Cortez and Tlaib and Kamala and this idiot Biden, you know, to the extent that he's with us. That's what their intention is. I just said they just hired 80,000, or they want it, part of their $3.5 trillion Save America bill. 80,000 Treasury agents. Those are cops. Those are federal police. America was created by geniuses. We have 18,000 local police departments. So that means if one of them is rotten, there's still 17,900 and whatever it is, 900 that are good. It was an ingenious plan. And the Democrats' whole agenda is to destroy this and federalize, put everything in the hands of Washington, everything in the hands of a central government, and then to make that the new sort of FBI agents, now C-men, spy on ordinary citizens and parents and their children who object to the communist indoctrination in the schools. But don't call them progressives. It gives a very false impression and helps them to win their battle. Don't call them liberals.
David Horowitz, thank you so much. We so appreciate you.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Ask yourself, what do you pay for health care? Are you single? Do you pay more than $199 a month? Are you a couple? Do you pay more than $299 a month? Do you have a family? Do you pay more than $399 a month? Yes, you can serve the entire family with health care for only $399 a month. Sign up at any time of the year. Pick your own doctor and hospital. For more information, go to LibertyHealthShare.org. That's LibertyHealthShare.org.